Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afkar and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. And I'm so excited that for the first time that Susan Kennard is joining us on the show, and I really, really love her message and her work. It's really powerful, and I've been doing like one of her processes before the show. I don't usually do that, to just be fully present, but it was really, really powerful, very profound. I loved it, and she will do with us later on, like a clearing process. So stay tuned for that. And so just want to share a little bit about Susan. This is the first time she's on our show, and just for those of you who are not yet familiar with her, so Susan uses her extensive toolbox and her fine intuition, incorporating her beautiful guides and helpers to assist us in guiding us and in standing fully in our power to speak our truth and really to make choices from clarity. And she believes that by clearing our energy fields, we are able to be more connected to who we are, to who we truly are, and we are able to listen to what our mind and body needs. So today we will mainly talk about trauma and releasing the stuck energy. As I said, she will do a clearing, and she will channel the Pleiadians and share with us the light codes. As she will be talking about that, because she also like doing light language, and we'll experience a little bit of that today. And as I mentioned also in the email, so she will work one-on-one with you if you want, like to ask if you have an issue or want to ask your question. So as always, you just need to raise your hand by pressing star 2 if you are on the phone, Skype, or the web call. And if you are on the webcast page, you can just type in your question there, and I will share them with Susan. And so with that, Susan, I want to welcome you to the show. So thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Monsef, and thanks ever so much for inviting me on your show. I'm excited too.
Yeah, beautiful. So Susan, as we were talking, so you suggested that we start with the meditation.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. So I'd like
mm-hmm. to start with one of my favorite meditations that I use with all my clients, which is called the Earth Star, Soul Star. So if everybody could just sit with their feet on the ground, or if they can't put their feet on the ground, just imagine that their feet were on the ground. And obviously, if you're listening to the replay, make sure that you're not driving your car, or you know, take responsibility for your own well-being. And I want you to put your hands on your heart, so both hands on your heart, and close your eyes if you feel that you want to. It's sometimes easier to close your eyes. And I just want you to breathe normally, in through your nose and out through your mouth, just a couple of times. And on the next out-breath, I want you to imagine that from the bottom of your feet, you have roots growing, and they're growing into the ground and going through the earth energy and connecting with Gaia, Mother Earth, and feeling yourself feeling grounded. And then in the distance, I want you to find your Earth Star. Now, this is a beautiful star in the center of the earth that is just for you. Now, sometimes people have a color, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes if you have a colour, you can actually really see it in your mind's eye. So just put your roots into your Earth Star and just feel the feeling of being here on the Earth plane. That soul having a human experience. And just ground yourself in that Earth Star. And then I want you to imagine that all that beautiful Earth energy comes up to the soles of your feet, where it transforms into beautiful, sparkling, golden white light, the platinum light. And watch as that light fills up the whole of your body. And as it does this, it reminds you that you are pure light yourself. that you're made up of these beautiful adamante particles of light. And so therefore you start to remember who you are. And just see that light travel all the way through you, through your energy centers or chakras, up to the crown of your head. And just remember to breathe and keep breathing. And then at the top of your head, the crown of your head, just imagine that there's a beautiful golden cord. And shoot it up into the universe, through the universe and up to the multiverse, all the different planetary systems, some of them we know, some of them we don't know. And just connect with your soul star. Now this is a beautiful six-pointed golden star that holds all the knowledge of all of your lifetime and all of the times that you found a bit more of unconditional love for yourself. You learned a bit more about who you are. And I want you to connect your golden cord to your soul star and imagine that you're bringing down all that wise energy through your cord to the crown of your head and into your heart center. And I want you just to imagine a beautiful pink golden ball of light expanding in your heart and expanding out, connecting you and allowing you to be sitting in a beautiful bubble of light to protect you so that you feel safe and protected. I'm just being guided to ask for you to ask your guides to step in behind you. And we know that your guides are coming in from the highest place of pure unconditional love for you. I'm going to ask them to step in and join us on this call today. And I want you just to ask in your mind or out loud, what do I need to know today? And just listen for the answer. Sometimes it comes as a thought form. Sometimes you'll be shown pictures. And sometimes it's just a feeling and a knowing. And whichever way you're given, your answer is absolutely perfect for you. So knowing that you're in full alignment with your mind, body and your soul and connected to the earth and the universe, when you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Okay. So I feel that everyone's body is present.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, very
I feel that everyone's present.
Yeah. That was beautiful. Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah, that was a really great way to start the call. Yeah, thank you. So Susan, like before we start talking about our topic today, trauma and releasing the stuck energy, mm-hmm. I would love if you can share with us a little bit about your story and also the work you are doing, mm-hmm. so our audience can know even more about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So my journey really started, well, not start, but my professional journey started when I was working as a trauma therapist in child protection in local authority in London, in the City of London. And I was working with children and families, and I'm working with serious trauma. And alongside working with them, I was actually working on the platforms in London. So I was working as a medium. Now, that all came about in a very strange way, and this is how we have awakenings, don't we, in our life. A few years before that, I was lying in my bed, and I had a sense that there was someone in the room. Now, up until this point, I'd kind of known there was something else. This is about 22 years ago. I kind of known there was something else, but I didn't know what it was. And previous to that, I'd had a friend who used to be a boyfriend, actually, and he committed suicide. And 3 months later, I had this sensation that there was somebody in the room. And it ended up that it was actually him. Now, at that time, I was too scared to even think about it because I was frozen in, you know, kind of like a frozenness, and yet I was very aware. And I'm sure a lot of listeners have had that experience themselves where they felt spirit around, but actually being frozen and they couldn't do too much. Mm. And so that led me a few months later to explore what that situation was. And I had a reading with somebody. Never had one before in my life, and had this reading, and she sat down with me and explained everything about my relationship with this man. His name is Martin. And in fact, I'll acknowledge him because he got me on my spiritual journey. And, you know, she explained everything about him. And I realized that actually what she was saying, nobody else would have known about our journey. So our journey, you know, we did a lot of traveling together. We explored different countries, and no one else would have known what we did in those journeys. And I thought, my goodness, this is incredible that somebody knows this, and there must be something to this. And then she said at the end of the session, and you could do this. And I laughed and I said, you must be joking. I said, I'm a psychologist, you know, and a psychotherapist as well at the time. And I said, this isn't for me, you know, this definitely isn't what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But over time, I kept getting messages from the universe, and I'd open magazines and there'd be meditation written in them and, you know, guides and things like that, which I'd never really ever thought about. And so in the end, I did listen to it and I ended up training in transcendental meditation. And so for those who don't know what that is, it's where you have a mantra and it's a non-semantic, a non-meaning word. So you say this non-meaning word and it takes you away from thinking and takes you into a meditative state. And it's very good for people that have busy minds. And from that moment on, the doorways opened. And then I started to train at the College of Psychic Studies in central London, South Kensington, to be a medium, even though that wasn't what I planned to do. So I kind of fought against it for a while, but then went with the flow, and then led a secret life of being a child protection trauma therapist and working as a medium on the platforms. So it was kind of something that I didn't mean to do. Obviously, my soul knew that that's what I was doing, but it certainly wasn't on my plan, you know, my life plan. My life plan was very much the scientist and the analyst and somebody who wanted evidence of everything. And just to say about the evidence, I think if I wasn't somebody who was clairvoyant, that I could see or hear, or actually all three of them, sense, hear and see, I wouldn't have believed it. So I think I had to be given those gifts so that I would have gone on the journey myself. I don't think I would have done it otherwise. So I think Spirit were very clever. They had one opportunity and that was it. So that led me just on the journey of knowing that there's so much more to us than just this mind and body. And I then trained in naturopathy, looking at healing the body, the physical body, and went on for many years working for local authority with really serious trauma and drugs and alcohol and emotional and sexual abuse and physical abuse, which I know now has led me to the place where I am, where I specialise in helping people heal their trauma. So not only from that perspective or experiencing it in a, I suppose, traditional model of working with people, but now working with my guides over the last, well, sort of 15, 20 years, and definitely the last 10 years, more seriously working with them, I realise now that why I had to go through all of that to actually work as a traditional trauma therapist. I specialised also with PTSD, so that's post-traumatic stress disorder, with veterans, which also fell into my journey and certainly wasn't something I'd thought about. So I started using EFT, which is emotional freedom technique. Some people call it tapping. And that's kind of where my energy journey started with physical EFT. And now I use that sometimes for people that are not aware of energy work and they're just starting out on their journey. And mostly I just use my guides, connect with the Palladian Collective quite a lot now. And they stand in front of me in a semicircle with a beautiful rose, which is closed if I'm not working and open if I am working. And I listen to what they're saying as they're healing with me, with my clients. So it's a beautiful journey, and that's quite a shortened version of it. But I think that gives you the gist of where I've come from, the very traditional background of being a psychologist and psychotherapist, to now being somebody who blends the science and the spiritual together. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Susan, for sharing your story with us. And from what you shared, like, I feel that's like it's really normal, because in the beginning we feel this resistance about following maybe our gifts or doing what we are here to do. But we just need to allow ourselves to flow with it and allow it to unfold, like, step by step. Yes.
And I think, you know, we've had many past lives, you know, where we've, you know, been killed for being a healer, and I'm actually a theta healer as well, and a mental health practitioner working with dis-ease in the body. And what I've found is a lot of the things that people present to me now are physical messages, and those physical messages are tracked back to many lifetimes before. So I think we are, because we're refining our energy at such a rate now, aren't we, that, you know, we're really speeding up our vibration and our mission here on Earth, that, you know, we need to look at that as well. We need to be able to have insight into those previous times, that things that we brought in with us that are playing themselves out in our world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, because many times, like, we feel like some challenges, we feel like something, but we don't know the source of it, because maybe, as you said, it's coming from a past life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so how do you help your clients with those traumas that are coming from past life experiences?
Yeah, and I just want to, I will answer that, but I just want to say one thing is that, you know, when we're thinking about therapy and we're thinking about talking therapy, it was a really good point you just said, because we don't know what we don't know. And if we're talking about something, it's because we know it and it's in our conscious mind. And so that's what, you know, might go and see a therapist and say, well, I've got this problem and I know this happened to me when I was a child. But actually, most of that won't be the real issue. It could be that that's in, you know, whilst we're growing in the womb, or epigenetically we brought it in as a thought form from our ancestors or from previous lifetimes. So we don't know what we don't know, do we? And we can talk till the cows come home, to English expression over here. But actually, we don't get to the root cause unless we're really working with energy. And we're really working with the energy that's in our field and the light, the interruptions in light that we can feel or see, or the messages that are being shown to us. So if we're thinking, just answering your question about past lives, well, to be honest, I get shown them. So I work with my guides, and depending on the person I'm working with and whatever they're presenting, I will be asking, you know, where does this come from? And they'll be telling me. So I get shown it, and I get shown into the body as well where the energetic light interruption is. So I can see where it's happening. And then I have many processes that I use alongside my guides, beautiful guides that assist me with it, to help the person raise their vibration and essentially let go of that trauma that has been playing out in their physical experience, so not only within their body, physical body, but also in their environment. So their environment is a reflection, their physical environment is a reflection of their internal vibration, what's going on. So vibrationally, essentially they're putting out this message to the universe, and the universe is giving it back as a vibrational equivalent. So things change very, very quickly because people are ready. people are really, really ready to release these old patterns and darkness and traumas that are just heavy in energy. And we need to be this light energy now where we can really be in alignment with our mission. And I think what my journey is about for people, for the collective, is to help people become fully in alignment with their mission and not feeling like they're doing a job, but feeling that they don't ever work. And that doesn't mean they don't get paid for what they do, but it's just that they feel like they're not working, but it's absolutely who they are, that they are on their mission. And you know, and that is when you really feel that you're fulfilling your life and you feel fulfilled, when you feel in alignment with that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's beautiful. And yeah, so as you said, like one of the I hear an echo.
Oh, I don't have one. Okay.
All right. So what I was saying is from what you just said, it's like we can know like the source of the trauma, or it's just one way. It's from our body. Like if we feel pain in some part of our body, it's like a message for us about something that we need to heal. And just there's one thing when it comes to our body, sometimes we have this fear, like we don't keep like grounded to really hear the message, but instead we just get caught up on that fear, that's maybe this illness or pain. So how can we like
So well, there's two things about pain. Pain is a distraction, obviously, isn't it? Or it's something to say, listen to me. But as a psychologist, and I work with MetaHealth, which is looking at the brain relay and the physical body and the emotional, spiritual causal reason for why the message is there. If we're looking at, for example, in our bones and muscles and tendons, and we're looking at pain, mostly it's because we've made an acceptance of our self-worth, that we are valuable, that we are okay, that we are a beautiful person, a special person. And so the body then goes into what's called regeneration, and it kind of says, oh wow, yeah, that's exactly what I am this incredible person. And so if you've had a shock anywhere in your life, let's say around self-worth, which most of us have, let's face it, the body will then ache or go into pain because it's regenerating and it's saying, okay, I'm healing this. But if it keeps going and it keeps recurring, and we call that hanging healing, then that's because the causal reason hasn't been cleared. So the dramatic event or the shock or the trauma that's happened in someone's life is still showing itself. So there's been an element of acceptance, but that wasn't the real trauma. Yeah. So sometimes people have a fleeting pain, you know, we've all had them where we have a fleeting pain down our leg or in our back or in our head. And that's a beautiful regeneration acceptance. But if that continues, you know, with chronic pain or serious messages, then we know that the causal reason or the trauma has not been addressed and cleared within the energy field. So yeah, so it's really important to do that. But the pain, you know, it's great that our body is so clever and it just never goes wrong. And we feel that, you know, perhaps sometimes people feel it lets them down, but all it's doing is the best it can to heal itself. You know, 100%, and it never ever lets us down. I'm not a doctor, of course, but you know, sometimes it's helpful to really listen to our body without perhaps going to the doctor first. You know, we can listen and feel, and of course use the doctor, you know, if we feel we want to check something out or we feel concerned. But, you know, maybe if we've just got a little headache or, you know, we're feeling very tired, you know, maybe that's just a message for us to listen to where we are in our life. And accidents are really interesting, because just still drawn to talk about accidents. So accidents are a brilliant way of getting us to stop what we're doing.
Yeah.
Brilliant. You know, the universe is like, bang, there you go. Now you're going to stop and listen. So, you know, perhaps if we fall over our foot or something, or fall down the stairs or something like that, you know, or we can't write because our arm is, you know, maybe that's the time for us to say, okay, yeah, there's a bigger message going on here.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. That's really powerful. Thank you. Thank you, Susan. And yeah, I would love if we can do the clearing now.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Ask your question. Okay.
Yeah, sure. So I'm just going to ask what they want to do, because the Palladians are stepping forward now, and I see them. I just feel like I want to describe them. So I see them as a semicircle in front of me of light beings, and they stand here, and they sort of have their hands in prayer position always, which is really lovely. And whenever I thank them for working with me, they always say, no, thank you for working with us and being of service. So it's kind of like this mutual, beautiful relationship that we have with our galactic guides, as well as all the other guides that are here. So I'm just watching as they open the rose in front of me. I have a beautiful white rose that opens. That's my signature, really. Okay, so what would you like to do? Okay, so they're telling me that they want to take everyone on a journey to raise the heart field, the light in their heart field. And the reason for this is, okay, they're telling me that they want people to release judgment of self. So I didn't know we were going to do that, but that's what we're going to do. So they're actually going to bring in a channeling and a healing vibration for everybody to release the judgment of self within their heart. So just bear with me a second, and I'm just going to ask them to come into my field. Okay. So everybody could just put their hands on their heart once again, as we did for the meditation. And if you missed the meditation, just sit in a comfortable place with your feet on the ground. Okay. And just breathing normally. Okay. So knowing that you are protected in your beautiful bubble of golden pink light, I want you to imagine that where you're sitting, on the chair that you're sitting in or the bed that you're lying in, that you're feeling that you're floating up into the universe. So just imagine that you're floating up and you're becoming lighter and lighter and lighter, and you're floating above the building that you're sitting in, into the beautiful sky and the stars and the moon, and connecting with the healing power of the great central sun and the healing codes of the great central sun. And I want you to imagine in a moment that you're becoming so light and so free that your journey is speeding up, that it's getting faster, that you're speeding towards a light. Now this light is your home planet, the planet where you come from, where you originated, where all your family are, meaning your light beings, the family where you first started your journey. I want you just to imagine that you can see that light approaching very fast. And you start to feel this sense of excitement and freedom as you reach this planet. And as it becomes nearer and nearer, you feel a sense of beautiful, unconditional love in your heart, and a remembering that you are one with everything and everyone. And as you land on this beautiful light planet, you start to see beings coming towards you, and you feel no fear, because as you look at them, they are pure light beings, and you are protected in your beautiful golden pink bubble of light. Now, as you look at them, you remember them. You remember this beautiful energy that you hold too. To remember that you are this light being, that you are just pure light, the same as them, and they are the same as you. And I want you just to imagine that you could look down at your light field, because you are just pure light. And I want you to know that in a moment when you receive these light codes, your field, your light field, will become brighter and clearer, and any interruptions in light will release. And you may see them and you may feel them. But even if you don't, just know that you are healing. Just hold in your consciousness the feeling of releasing any judgment of self that stops you being fully in alignment with your mission here on the earth plane. You chose to volunteer. You chose to be here at this time. Okay, so are we ready? So this is the Palladian. Precipiti atiti atoto. Precipiti atiti atoto agosh. And now they're saying to me that they want to raise the heart field to more unconditional love. So they're going to bring in another tone here. So just bear with me. And just receive and feel the light codes coming into your heart center now. And they're just showing me light codes coming in. I want you to imagine and receive in your third eye these light codes. For you to be in connection with your vision, your ability to feel free to see your mission, to see your future, to see where you need to be next. Feel in your vibration how it feels as you stand there with the light beings. Feel the energy in your vibration. Feel the love that you have in your field. Know that you have so much more love for yourself and so much more love that you can give to the universe and to the collective. Now your light beings are telling me that they want to give you a gift. They want to give you a symbol so that you know that they are close and near to you. So they're going to be giving you a symbol, and it's just special for you. Yours will be unique. So I want you to receive that symbol. And they're telling me that they want you to place it inside your heart and put your hands to your heart. And feel the energy of that symbol. I know that some of you are receiving rings because I see them. And some of you are receiving coats. I see them too. Okay. So I want you now to just be gratitude and grateful for those that are standing with you, that have helped you heal just a little bit more and release some of the trauma held in your field. That you become more in alignment with your mission here, the reason why you chose to volunteer. Now you just imagine that as you know, they're always with you now, that you've reconnected to your home planet. I want you to imagine that you're floating back down in your pink and gold bubble of light. And this time speeding up and returning back to the building that you're sitting in, the seat that you're sitting in, or the bed that you're lying in. And I want you to come with your feet on the floor and perhaps wiggle your toes, feeling grounded. And just see if you can see that Earth star in the center of the Earth, knowing that you are grounded in your earthly human body, but knowing and remembering that you are just pure light and that you have the ability to heal yourself, that you are a powerful creator being, able to heal every part of you, that it is just a vibration, that it is just light, and that those traumas that you've experienced in your life are just interruptions in that light field. And when you feel ready, with all of the knowledge and the unconditional love from the universe within your heart, you can open your eyes.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Susan. That was very powerful. I really love this. Like I received like the code. It was the symbol. It was like it was just for me like a white light ball. I was like holding it in my hand and putting it in my heart.
And I'm feeling that's about you, you know, knowing that you have this ball of light to heal yourself, Monsef. Mm-hmm. I feel that it's almost like it's yours and that you can place this, what I'm being told from the Palladians, is that this is your special healing ball of light for you. And I'm also seeing you throwing it actually into the air and healing spaces. So I don't know if you heal spaces, but I'm seeing you heal spaces, meaning the home and spaces where you go. So what they're telling me is that because you are such a high vibration, it's important for you to heal the space where you're going before you go there.
Yeah.
So, you have this light ball so that you can do that. That's really cool, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, that's very interesting because recently I started like traveling more and living in different places, just in my country, Morocco. And yeah. I was thinking about, like, I really need to clear those spaces before I start living there. So,
so that's what I'm seeing, is that you're throwing it, kind of having fun with it, throwing it in the air like a ball, and that you throw it into the hotel room or the place where you're living or the plane, wherever you are, before you enter. And as you know, it's more of an intention, you know, than anything else, but the fact that you have that light energy of intention will really help, I feel.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Susan. So I would also love to hear from our audience what did they experience, and also if they want to work with you one-on-one. So so for everyone on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can just type in your questions and also your comments and feedback about the process on the question box. All right, so we have a caller from Ottawa. phone number ending with 8600. Hello.
Hi, Monsef.
Hi. What is your name?
Hello. My name is Ekaterina.
Welcome, Ekaterina.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
How are you, Susan?
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, I had a great time with meditation, which I always do, a lot of light, and it was great. But, you know, the whole month since actually the solar eclipse, I noticed such intensity of my ascension symptoms. It's unbelievable. Basically, I have so many physical manifestations, and the biggest one for me is always is my breathing, my lungs. By acting out the last month, and also all my limbs, like my feet, my hands. I have a pinched nerve, seems to be like a pinched nerve in my left hand, which wakes me up at night when I manage to sleep, because most of the time I don't even sleep. Well, basically, I'm working on myself all the time. I feel actually it's related to my mom. You know, something I tried to work all my life. I really want to clear this karma once and for all. And bring it to the space of love for both of us. I feel it's maybe that's why it's coming up to the surface again so strongly for me to release it.
Yeah. And it's always layers, isn't it? Always layers with us. You know, we just have so many layers.
And, I know, it's kind of, where is the end finally, huh?
When you pass over. You know, when you go back home, but, you know, we chose to come here. We chose to be volunteers to raise the consciousness and raise the vibration and know that we can heal ourselves. So, yeah, let me get the Palladians in. Hold on.
Thank you.
With your permission. I know you're calling in, so I have your permission. So hold on a moment. Okay, Okay, so they really want to work with your lungs, and that's great. And what I'm seeing is some grey, and I know that grey is about shock. And so I'm looking at this, and I am looking at a timeline, and I'm being shown a timeline, an ancestral timeline. So I'm just going to get the Palladians. I'm watching this beautiful platinum light come from them, one heart to you. So they're showing me a stream of light coming now, and it's sort of a platinum-y, silvery gold, but more silver, and it's coming down into your lungs. So I just want you to breathe in as you receive that, and just tell me what you can feel. They're telling me that, the fear of survival. So the fear of survival, whilst they're doing this and they're healing you and raising the vibration in your lungs so that that fear of survival leaves, because obviously fear can't live with love, can't live with the vibration of love, it just has to leave. So I'm just looking at that and I'm watching the timeline, and I feel that the ancestral timeline of the fear of survival is where they're going with this little segment here. So just feel this and just watch, okay. I'm watching, you can feel it. Okay. Yeah, it goes way, way back on your mother's side. You're right. That's really good intuition about your mother. And the feeling that it's really not your responsibility, it's not anyone's responsibility to heal someone else. You know, we can be channels for healing, but it's not, we don't have to hold that responsibility heavy in our hearts. And the reason why I'm hearing this, I feel for you, is that there's a feeling of responsibility, and this seems to have come down the timeline, the ancestral timeline. So the peas are doing a good job here. They're kind of lasering your lungs. I know you can't see that necessarily, but I can see it happen. Okay. Yeah, so I'm just hearing what they're saying to me, and they're replacing the sphere of survival with the bliss of being here on the earth plane. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the bliss of taking in the breath of life, they're saying to me, oh, now it's changed pink and gold. So just breathe in this pink and gold light, which is the highest vibration at the moment, apparently, that we work with. And just breathe that into your lungs. So I want you to see that in your lungs now.
Yes.
Okay, so how is that feeling for the breathing? How do you feel?
I feel it, actually I got disconnected in the middle and I connected again, so luckily I will be able to listen to it again. So but I definitely am very visual, so the colors they work for me very well.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. And the pink and gold, they're sort of telling me that this is the color for you to really heal yourself with. So I feel like, yes, we've all got the connection to the Palladians, not just me, that you can ask the Palladians to come in and bring that healing light for you. Would you do that for me?
Well, of course. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. And they're just stepping back now. But that healing is going to continue to happen. I feel it's really strongly on the ancestral line, so I can see that. So this is going all the way down the ancestral line on your mum's side.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. I hope that helps.
Thank you so much, Susan.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Monster.
Thank you, Katrina. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye
now.
For now. Beautiful. Yeah, as she said, she was disconnected a little while. I didn't realize it until she came back, so she can listen again to it. So thank you. Thank you so much, Susan.
You're welcome.
All right, so we have a caller from Metu Chen, phone number, and then 9141. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank
Hello.
You. Is it
Diana? How do you pronounce your name?
Diana.
Diana.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm on mic because I have my earphones on. I have a question. I feel a lot of challenges within my heart, which is what I'm trying to work through. And with personal relationships, I said I feel a lot of anger and a lot of fear and a lot of manipulation coming through. And I don't know how to dissolve that and work through that once and for all.
Yeah. Because you know, don't you, that if you're actually receiving that in a relationship, then that's a mirror and a reflection for you to look at. So it's really great that you have that awareness that, you know, it's obviously held in your field, and what you want to do is release it from your field so that you no longer feel it. Yeah.
But is this mine or not? Because when we say it's a reflection.
Yeah, so in relationships, they're so beautiful, aren't they? They're so healing. In relationships.
Oh, yes, this person just charges me left and right.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. So isn't that a beautiful gift for you? So you can.
I'll try to remember that. Yes, it's a gift.
Yeah, try and remember it. So what a beautiful gift this person is showing you, your anger and resentment. And I'm hearing resentment. You didn't tell me that, but I'm hearing resentment. So would you like the Palladians to come in and just heal a bit of that resentment and anger in your heart?
Absolutely.
Would you like to receive that? Okay, right. Because it is just a reflection of something that happened to you. And I'm kind of getting around the age of 3.5, 4. And I'm also feeling this is a sort of family situation where you shut down a little bit of your heart. So just, I'm going to talk to you, but I'm just going to bring them in to the, okay, this is beautiful. This is sort of like a sparkling turquoise light. And it's coming down into your heart. And I want you to receive this and see this sparkling turquoise going into your heart. And I'm going to talk to you about what they're telling me as they're doing this healing, okay, with color, okay? I say, okay, so what they're telling me is that the need to save, and this is without judgment, and you know that I'm speaking without judgment for you. So the need to save people, the need to make sure everyone's right, in the sense of they're all right, that everyone is how you want them to be, because that makes you feel a lot better. And So when somebody isn't perhaps how you need them to be, it really does make you feel upset and angry because you know they have such a potential in their life. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And so you can see this incredible potential in them, and so you can't understand why they're not changing. Yeah? But what they're telling me to give to you as a message is that that's okay, and it's really beautiful that you want the best for them, but really your journey is to heal you. Okay? So as you heal you, then they heal as well. Basically because they respond to you differently. So I'm just still seeing this turquoise light coming in. Okay. And I'm also seeing a silver cord to this person. Okay. So who is this person to you?
We must have a very strong life, just life connection.
Is this a relationship? This is like a personal relationship. Is this a relationship you're in? Because
it's a potential relationship. So I'm sensing it's something strong from the past.
Oh my goodness.
Initially, when I became aware of this person, I was not aware of this, and it was only until maybe March of this year.
So I am boiling hot, and I can see a silver cord going from your heart to their heart, and there's only one thing that showed me that. Okay? And what do you think it is?
One thing that showed you the silver cord?
Yeah. What is it? What do you think the meaning is? Really search into your soul. What do you think the meaning is of this silver cord?
I've been asked several times, many times, and I can't confirm for sure. I keep asking if we're soulmates, any more than soulmates. If we're possibly
your twin flames.
We are.
Your twin flames.
That's what I said. I'm getting charged, yes.
And this is why
someone said to me, ask the question divine match. That would be better.
That would do. So he is you or she is you and you are them. And essentially, when I see that silver cord, I know that is because you are the same. And so the work you're doing on yourself, or they're doing some healing with you now, it's coming to an end now. And that's why the silver cord is in. They needed you to hear this, that the work that you do on yourself will allow that person to heal as well. So the reason why it's so strong and it comes up so strongly for you is because this is such a beautiful opportunity for you to come closer together.
I understand that some in some situations like this, because the healing on each person, within each person, or within each soul, has still to be done, that's why there's such a strong pull and a charge, such a strong charge between the two.
Yeah.
I've always thought, I said, you know, twin flames, I said, it should be like a smooth balance. When one was down, the other's there to bring them up. You know, it's like a seesaw, but you're there to help each other, not to be butting heads. Until somebody made me aware of that recently, I'm going, oh my gosh. And I've been trying to work on myself, really. But there's still apparently much to do.
Yeah,
so this
absolutely.
Is probably best to just step back and do my work on my own because I don't need this. I don't need the charge. But is it possible that with the healing that we can come back together?
Yes. So what happens with twin flames, and I'm not an expert on them, but what I'm hearing from the experts above me, they're saying that essentially when you work on yourself, then this person will come closer to you. And I'm really, really sure that there is this divine connection between the two of you, and I don't see it very often, so you know it's telling me that sometimes it's just soulmate, which is amazing, but I'm feeling more with this. I'm definitely feeling more. Okay, they're telling me, and my voice is going, they're telling me that you really need to speak from your heart, and so clearing the resentment, and they cleared, you know, some of the needing to fix and this feeling of fear that they're not how you want them to be, and that's just your own judgment of yourself, but the resentment, the old resentment, okay, coming from childhood, I'm kind of seeing that, so hopefully that will help.
May I ask one question, because I'm not sure if this is relevant. I'm learning a type of energy work that calls upon different aspects of the universe, because everything is one. And one thing that comes up, and this is what I want to know, if it's there's an insight into this that they can offer, it's the star system that we call, the constellation we call the Seven Sisters of the Pleiades.
Mm-hmm.
Can they give me insight into the meaning of that, other than just that it was called navigation? Is there anything more to that to understand?
Well, what I'm hearing actually is not that. And what I'm hearing is that there are sort of inner planets and outer planets. And the inner planets is where we really came from. And then we chose to go out into the outer planets. And I have a girlfriend who's actually channeling a book about this at the moment. And what they're showing me is exactly that. So I'm not hearing about your question, but I'm hearing that we came from the inner planets and then we went out to the outer planets, which are the Palladians, et cetera. So I hope that helps.
That's actually another question I should ask, if you don't mind. The family of origin that I was born into in this lifetime, I always felt like I was a fish out of water. I often say that if I were not born with a paternal twin sister, I would have said I must have been left on their doorstep.
I was here to offer
them healing, and they that right refused. I was, to a certain degree, able to help my father clear a lot of stuff. But in any case, my question is, as far as my origin, because people often ask, I'm always looking up at the sky, looking for the stars. Am I connected to any of these? Because I'm not, I didn't have a sense that I was connected to the Pleiades. Or am
no,
I connected
I'm hearing
to Sirius?
Orion. I'm hearing Orion.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing Orion. So I'm going, because as you were talking, they're sort of saying to me, Orion, Orion.
Yeah, okay.
So look into the Orion. There's lots on the internet. And just look into it, but also listen to your guides. So now you've had that awareness and that kind of acceptance, now they're saying, about who you are, then they will talk to you much more now. And you went to your planet. Did you go to your home planet, receive the healing before? Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't do the process.
I'm yet to have a sense of all that. I'm yet to have a sense of that, of the, you know, the perception of it.
Did you go through the activation, the meditation?
Yes, I did. Yes. I just allow myself to be there, whether anything arrives. I allow what to arrive is going to arise, but I don't always get specific details.
No, that's okay. That's all right.
That will come.
Well, quite often when there have been things that have, I've noticed this in my work, that when people have had experiences early on in their earthly life this time where they have had shocks and traumas, then they have disconnected. We've never disconnected, but there's a perception that we're disconnected to source or to God, angels, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we have this perception we're disconnected. So when we heal the traumas, we're able to have the perception we're reconnected. So my feeling, I felt drawn to say that to you, because my feeling is that that's where this little bit of perception of disconnection is, that you are really connected, but there's sort of like, what's the word? Like a glass ceiling, there's something in the way of it.
Yeah, I've always felt that as a child. I said, it's like there's something here that I can't get through.
Yeah,
like
bless you.
I'm not being told.
Yeah. How
was
your birth? Do you know what your birth was
help with that?
Do you know what your birth was like?
No.
Okay.
I was born first of the two of us.
Yeah. And it might be worth.
I have very few memories prior to age. School age, and even going through school, I've been often told I'm not in my body. I did not conform to my body.
Well, I'm kind of seeing, I do a process called soul rebirthing, where we go back to the point of spark of, you know, we came in, and then all the way through to being born again. And what I'm sort of seeing with you is I'm seeing you at sort of about 3-4 weeks in the growing, 3-4 weeks, and the shock of being here. That's what I'm seeing. So not necessarily birth, although that could have been traumatic. I'm seeing very early on.
Thank you so much for all the information.
All right. That's okay. No problem. It's lovely to talk to you.
Lovely speaking to you too.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
Beautiful. That was really powerful. Thank you. Thank you, Suzanne. We received so many questions from our listeners on the webcast.
Yeah.
I just would love to talk about the package, and then we
okay.
receive questions from the webcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just want to share the link with our audience. It's yourdivineuniqueness.com/Susan10. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Susan10, S-U-S-A-N 10. Or you can simply click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. So Susan, you are offering two packages, like two one-on-one sessions. One is 30 minutes, and the second one is 60 minutes. So I would love if you can maybe tell our audience what would be their experience with you.
Yeah. So I have lots of different processes that I've been very blessed to have been given from my guides. And depending on what someone presents, I would use whatever one or two or three that I need to use. And obviously, the longer the session, the more healing the person has. But in 30 minutes, we can do a huge amount of healing. A lot of the work is on the inner child. So situations that are presenting themselves today are a reflection of our perception of belief from then. And as I said to Diana, the caller before, I developed soul rebirthing, so we're able to really reconnect with the soul when it comes in. And given the Akashic Records and the Magic Wand, it's a beautiful process, and we clear everything that gets in the way of actually being here and the true divine blueprint that you came in with. And that's a really beautiful process. The other thing that's coming to me that's important to say is that the relationships that we have in our life, say, for example, our mother and our father or our partners, siblings, etc., have a process where we actually clear all of the past life contracts, vows and oaths, etc., shackles, ties, all the kind of religious orders that we've taken in these lifetimes together. And we clear all of those and allow ourselves to be free from that relationship, and not in the sense that we split up or that we never see them again, but free in that relationship so that we're no longer running any of the unwanted emotions that play themselves out as a beautiful mirror. So that's a really powerful process that I do as well. The emotional wall is amazing as well, because we have heart walls where we've decided that we're just going to put this wall up, and we feel safe behind that wall. And so the emotional wall process was actually born from when I worked with veterans many years ago, and they didn't actually want to tell me their story again because they'd told it to a doctor and, a psychiatrist and so on. And so these processes, a lot of them came in because I didn't actually need to know anything about that person. And so you don't need to know anything about where anything comes from. And I don't ask for any history because I don't need any history. So when we start working, my guides will come in, as they have done tonight, and they'll tell me exactly where we need to go and we need to work. And quite often people want to be working with their career as well. So I quite often do success sessions as well. That's not what this radio show is about, but often people come in and say, oh, I really want to, kind of create more money or create more abundance in my life. And so we'll go in and we'll clear whatever that block was to creating and manifesting, which is one of my favorite things, I have to say. And what I've noticed is that when we heal the trauma, then the universe lines up so beautifully to give us what we want in our life and what we desire. And no amount of dream boards and looking at pictures that we love are going to create it if we've got trauma blocks to actually receiving. So, it's a really exciting process. And as I said, 30 minutes, you can do a lot in 30 minutes, but obviously an hour is, you have more fun. It's all about fun.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Susan, for offering those two sessions for really special prices. to our audience. And as you said, it's really important, like, to work on the wall that we built around our hearts, because we had the intention to protect ourselves, but in fact, like, we are preventing ourselves from the light to come in and our truth. So I really love that. That's can work with our audience about that, and also like reaching this freedom and from trauma, and not letting things like running on the background, because sometimes, like, if we don't clear them, they still run on the background, and even sometimes we are not aware of that. So yeah, that's
exactly. Often we're not aware of it, are we? We're often not aware of it. And this little child that's outside of us, you know, this little inner child that's outside of us is saying, please listen to me, please listen to me. Or there's no way that I could go for that job, or there's no way that I could go for that relationship, you know, the worthiness and all this sort of stuff, you know, and that gets healed. And even, you know, eating disorders and things like that. So people that have problems with food, you know, issues with food or addiction or anything like that, it really goes right back to that point of disconnection or that perception of disconnection. And it's my opinion, and as we're talking about trauma, that I've noticed that drugs and alcohol and food, in fact any dependency, is really because we're trying to feel connected, you know, we're trying to find something to connect us to source. When, of course, we always are connected, we're never disconnected, but we're finding an outside source to feel connected. And so there's no judgment with any of that. And medication as well, you know, people can become dependent on medication because they feel that that is keeping them in a place where they're safe. You know, for years and years and years and years, people will take antidepressants. Because it allows them to feel safe in that space, because they're afraid to really be who they truly are in the world. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you again, Susan. And also thank you for this really great opportunity that we are offering to our audience with the two sessions, and like we experienced like two examples, like with our two colors, and it was really powerful. In a very short period of time, and with 30 or 60 minutes, like, there will be much more to do. So thank you again, Suzanne, and everyone, I really encourage you to take advantage of one of those packages and work with Suzanne one-on-one. And again, the link to the special offer page is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Suzanne and number 10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Suzanne10. S-U-S-A-N and number 10. Or you can simply click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. And one more thing, I forgot to say is, like recently I sent an email about a gift that Susan is offering us, is a download of light codes from the Pleiadians. I put it also on the webcast page, and also we'll do it on the replay page in case you didn't see it in the email. All right, so you can just download it there. All right, so yeah, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you again, Susan, for the packages. Very grateful to you.
You're welcome.
Can we take questions from our audience?
Yeah,
webcast?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. So we have Laura Walker from Cambridge. She said, it is wonderful to hear Susan. And her question is, can I get a clearing on my clairvoyant block?
Ooh, yes, hold on then. Okay, hold on. It's Laura, yeah? Okay, hi, Laura.
Laura.
You're Laura? Yeah, okay. Hold on. Let's just bring the Palladians in. Okay, hold on. They want to tone with her. Okay, they really want to tone with her. So as I'm looking at what's happening here, Laura, as I'm seeing almost like the top of your head's opening up. So the top of your head's opening up, and they want to bring in the light code into the crown of your head. So just receive this. Okay, so hold on. Watching as these light codes are going in, Laura, so just receive those and know that they're basically what they're saying to me, channeling to me, is that they're rewriting a story, so an old story of belief. So as that's going into your crown chakra, that's being rewritten, a story of it's not safe for me to connect. It's not safe for me to share my gift to the world. That's what I'm hearing. So I'm just watching until the top of your head is closed. So bear with me. Obviously, we don't want to leave you with your head open. So hold on. Oh, okay, brilliant. So what they're doing is they're placing symbolically a beautiful pink rose in the top of your head. Now, what that tells me is that's a Rahani. Rahani angelic fifth dimensional rose, and they're giving you that knowledge that the Rahani vibration would be really, really serve you well. So if you feel like coming on one of the attunement courses in the UK, we've got one running on the 14th and 15th of October, actually, where you get raised to the fifth dimensional Rahani angelic vibration. So I feel that that would be really good for you. So I hope that helps. They're stepping back now, and I hope you feel a sense of relief and knowing that there is an option for you to raise your vibration and be attuned to a level of Rahani, angelic, fifth dimensional angels. Okay. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Laura. It's really beautiful to listen to you singing the light chords. Like whenever you do it, I just feel like lots of singing, and it's like beautiful energy, especially on my crown chakra. So
yeah, see, everybody will have received that. So if everyone was listening, they would have received the light codes for that as well. So everything that the Palladians do, it's not just for the person calling in. It's for me as well. You know, I feel very blessed. Yeah. I'm receiving it at the same time, so yeah. And for people listening to the replay as well, it's the same vibration.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Suzanne, and also thank you, Laura. We'd love to hear back from you if you can share with us what was your experience. All right, we have a question from Dada from Vancouver.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Dear Moses and Suzanne, I would love to receive a mini reading from Susan on my energy field. My happiness is up and down, and recently I am experiencing many health problems like blurry vision, head tensions, preventing me from deep sleep, and digestive problems.
Yeah, I was going to say digestive. I'm literally drawn to the. I'm just looking at her in my mind and scanning, and I'm specifically looking at the digestive system, and that's where I'm going. And I'm feeling that the cause is there. And that's affecting, did she say her head? Yeah. So affecting the eyes and the head, because it's a feeling of, I'm going to the liver now. It's a feeling of a bit toxic, and not in a really bad way or anything, but it's a feeling that I might like to do some detoxing. I might like to, you know, detoxify my liver. And I'm feeling that there's some anger there and some resentment there. So I'm sure she would love to receive. Would she love to receive some light energy coming in there? I'm sure she would. So I know she said a reading, but I'm sure she'll receive. So they're just going to step forward. Hold on a minute. Okay, so what I'm hearing as well is that she's had you know, what we would call IBS symptoms, but obviously it's just a label for something that the body is trying to heal itself. And what I'm hearing is that there was a shock, a trauma that happened. I'm looking at teenage years, and that it would have left her feeling quite angry, but it would have been fear at the time. So I'm hearing that it was a fear shock, and that left her feeling really angry. And that's where the key is here. That's what they're telling me. The key to her healing is to release that shock and that trauma, which led her to feel anger, because the anger is being held in the digestive system. Okay. And the liver is showing itself for the head and the eyes, so that the head and the eyes are connected with that. Okay, so it's like detoxification. So I'm just watching as the Palladians are sending mainly to the heart, actually, which is where obviously everything goes first. So they're sending it to her heart, and they're sending pure unconditional love, and it's a beam of golden light. So I just wanted to receive, if you're listening, just receive that golden sparkling light into your heart. Good. And now I'm watching it actually go throughout the whole of her body. So it's actually going through the blood system as well. So I'm seeing the blood system, which in Meta Health is the medulla, which is really to do with who she is in the world. So that makes sense to me, her identity. Okay. So the teenage thing was around identity. Yeah. Okay. Thanks very much. They're telling me it was around her identity in the world. Okay. Just a bit more. Hold on. Yeah, okay, so it'll be really great if that helps her and makes any sense to her. But she received a zap, let's say, you know, a zap of healing into her heart to help her, you know, find the right way to heal that trauma, I feel. And help her to listen to what she needs to do. Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Suzanne. And thank you, Nada, for your questions. Also, would love to hear back from you. So we have Laura. She said, thank you, my angel. Of course, I felt my crown tingling. Something occurred. I feel lighter and happier.
Oh, bless you, Laura. Oh, that's brilliant. I'm really pleased. It was almost like the top of your head came off and they were sending light codes into your head. So that's really good. It's amazing the visuals that they give me.
Yeah.
It's like brain surgery.
Yeah. Beautiful. And we have another question about physical issue from Martin Barham Wood. I have huge sensitivity in my penis and anus that will simply not go. My nervous system is hypervigilant and will not return to normal sensitivity. I no longer know what it is related to, but seems to be about safety and security. Would love some help.
Okay, hold on a minute. This is once again about identity. What they're telling me is his identity in the world of being a man, but also receiving. So I'm hearing that this is about him. They want to tone with him, actually, about him receiving love. Okay, so they're telling me that this is his identity, but also about receiving love, all right? So they're just going to come in and they really do want to tone with him. I feel like he is very sensitive, but I feel like his vibration is, as I look at him, his vibration's out of alignment. So, and there's no judgment with what I'm saying here. I'm just looking at the field. So hold on one second. There's also something going on in his neck. Okay, so I'm looking at the spine. So the Palladians are just, actually, they're just channeling this information through the top of his head down his spine, and I'm seeing it as a blue light. And I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, so the C spine at the top of his neck. I feel like there's a block there as well, which is increasing his sensitivity. Okay, to the nerve endings. Okay, thanks, yeah. So increasing his, and the myelin sheath, so that's part of the cell, okay? So if people don't know what that is, that's part of the cell. So it's increasing that sensitivity. So they're just calming that down a bit, okay? They want to tone. So Martin, here you are. I love that name, by the way. All the way down his spine, and I'm looking at it now, and it's almost like, you know, if you could hold someone's head and then shake their body and they straighten out in their spine, that's what they're showing me. So my feeling is that they've straightened out that little bit in the C-spine, so I hope he feels better from that, and perhaps he can write in or contact me to do some deeper work, but I hope that helps for now. Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Susan, and thank you, Martin, for your questions. Yeah, please let us know how do you feel, and also if you want to contact Susan, you can do that as well. Yeah, so let's take another question. We have Alicia from Atherton, California. I have so much trauma around trust, distrust, mostly triggered by my divorce a couple years ago. I'm still low energy and can't push forward with my life. The trauma isn't going away.
Yeah, so I'm looking at Alicia. Thanks, Alicia, for messaging in. I'm looking at her as a little tiny child, and I'm being shown, I get kind of shown like a video screen, and I'm being shown her as a little tiny child, really in a position where she felt she couldn't trust. Okay, so I'm seeing that. So I just want to offer her this information. So hold on one second, just asking what else they want to say about this. So her healing work needs to be done around those early experiences where she developed walls, as I can see them, and that's now playing out in her world, as we spoke about earlier. So that's now playing out in her world. But as we've done some healing with every single caller, I'm just going to ask the Palladians just to step in. Okay, right. They're going right into her higher heart. So where that is for me, this is where I see it, is the thymus thyroid. So they're just beaming a light, and this light is so bright. Literally, I can't really give it a colour. And they're just, Alicia, they're just bringing that light into your thymus. So I just want you to breathe that in. It's almost like ultraviolet light. Okay, good. And I'm just seeing some dark energy, old stuff leaving that thymus area. So I don't know if she suffers from or has the message of kind of lack of energy sometimes, but I'm feeling that that was very heavy, very, very heavy there. But the work that, and they're still doing this, by the way, but the work that they would really like her to do is the work on, you know, her inner child perceptions. And we can transform anything, you know, we can transform our beliefs, and we can transform those interruptions in light, allowing, this ancient, allowing her to have the freedom that she really wants, because I feel like she really does want freedom. Yeah, they're showing me a watch. They're saying it's time for her. It's really time for her to have this freedom. And they're telling me that they have actually been speaking to her, either in her sleep, but also in the daytime as well. And they've been trying to give her insights in how she can heal. So I hope this helps. And Alicia, if you feel drawn to work with my energy, then I'd really love to work with you. And I haven't said that to everybody, but that goes out to everybody I've spoken to tonight as well. If you feel the resonance with my energy, I'd love to work with you. Yeah. Okay, they're still doing this, so I just have to let them finish this first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Good. Okay, so she's received quite a big, it's kind of almost like a clear out from that higher heart and that thymus thyroid area. Okay, so I hope that helps her.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Susan. Also, thank you, Alicia, for your questions. We'd love also to hear back from you, or you can also contact Susan later. So, Susan, we still have around 6 minutes. Do we take, like, one more caller or one question from the webcast?
Can we take a question? Is that okay from the webcast?
Okay.
They just showed me a queue, so I went, okay, the question's obviously what needs to be answered.
We have Karen from Malibu. How do you completely get rid of trauma so it does not keep coming up?
Really good question. You get to the root cause. What she called Karen. Karen, you get to the root cause and you travel back and you travel back and you get to that root cause. And sometimes that's layers. And what I find with my clients is that we tend to work with this lifetime first. So depending on how much work you've done on yourself, and I would have thought that the majority of the callers have done a lot of work on themselves. I just need to get some water. Hold on. And then when you've done the inner child work, this inner child work from this lifetime, then it starts going back to all the lifetimes and then galactic lifetimes and contracts that you've made, you know, while you're here. But really, it's a journey. It's a journey. But, you know, choose to work with someone who has insight for you so that they can really help you find your own healing journey and really access those points of trauma. My throat is going funny and I haven't got a bad throat, so I'm feeling this is very much about her ability to have a voice in the world. So they're telling me that it's about her having a voice in the world, so I hope that helps her understand. But I'm seeing, and my voice is clearing now, so that tells me that that is what she needed to hear. And it's sort of like a throat chakra energy block that I'm seeing. So I'm actually just going to give her, I get the Palladians to come in and give her some healing for this. Okay, yeah, so so we're just doing that while I'm talking. So they're channeling this silver light, which is about higher communication. So they're channeling that into your throat, Karen, into your throat energy, and sort of speeding up your journey of speaking out in the world. And what I'm hearing is that speaking from your heart is really where you need to go. And so to spread your message to the world is really important. So I really hope that helps you. They're still sending the silver light. So I let them do that. Oh, and they're now placing a symbol, which happens sometimes. They're placing a symbol in your throat. And this symbol is a symbol of light for you, to give you the permission, to give yourself the permission to speak from your heart, okay? And I'm seeing it sort of like a disc with two parts to it, but you'll feel the energy of that anyway, okay? Okay, so now they've pulled back, okay, that's good. I really hope that helps you, Karen, because they're telling me that they really want you out in the world speaking. So I'm sure that that will make sense to you.
Yeah.
I hope it makes sense to her. Yeah, that's very strong. She needs to be out in the world speaking. I can't remember what her message was, actually, to be honest. But that's obviously what she what she needed. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Will come, you know, Monsef, quite often people will come with something and that won't be at all what we'll work with, because it will be something else that's, you know, really crucial to work with, which is linked to it, a long way down the line in the vibration. So,
yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Susan. And, thank you
that's
so much,
fun.
Karen, for your questions. Much love to you. Yeah, so really
thank you for all
the time you spent with us. I know you are late for your children. Thank you for the time, for the guidance you gave to our audience. That was very, very powerful. And also for meditation and process. That was very profound. I love this. And Yeah, I love the lifeguard. It was really very profound. So thank you so much. And also thank you for offering the two sessions for a really special price for our audience. So I'm so grateful to you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I had lots of fun. So did they.
Thank you. Wonderful. That was really, really wonderful having you on the show. Yeah, I really love all that you shared and connection with you. So thank you again. And yeah, again, everyone, I really encourage you to take advantage of one of the sessions that Susan is offering to us. And again, you can find them on the offer page by clicking on the special offer link on the webcast or the replay page, or by visiting the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Susan10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Susan10, SUSAN10. And also, yeah, so as always, you can find the two payments plan if you prefer that. And also, for the gifts, if you didn't get it yet, you can find it on the live page and also on the replay page later when it becomes available. So yeah, so really everyone, I really want to thank you for being here with us today, to all of you, and also to those who asked their questions, really wonderful questions. And yeah, thank you for energy, thank you for those who listened to the replay. I'm sending you so much love, and see you on the next call. Bye bye.